This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for December the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 26. It says there, "Give me your heart, my son. Let your eyes find joy in my ways." End of quote. God is after your heart, not after your performances. The Lord says, "Give me your heart." The result is your eyes find joy in His ways. We give our hearts to many things, don't we? Some people give their hearts to get rich. They assume to find joy and satisfaction by becoming rich. Other people give their hearts to career. They become workaholic, hoping career would give them joy and satisfaction. Yet other people give their heart to sexual relationships and various lusts. They think that those would bring joy and satisfaction for them. Now God says, "Give me your heart, my son. Then your eyes find real and true joy in His ways." David, the king of Israel, said in the book of Psalm 16:11, he said, "You, God, will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." End of quote. You see, only God and His presence can fill you with joy and everlasting pleasures. Beloved, listen, God is after your heart, not after your good performances and works. You see, once you give your heart's attention to Him and His plans, He renews your heart, and that would bring out good fruits, performances and works according to His eternal plan for your life. You see, many think their hearts are pretty good, don't we? However, the opposite is the truth. This is what the Bible says about our hearts. Listen, Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" End of quote. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew 15:18-20, He said, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." In short, it is not the outward thing that defiles an individual. What defiles is what is coming from the heart. However, God transplants your heart. He exchanges your current heart with a new heart. Listen what the Bible says in Ezekiel 36:26. God says, and He says, "I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." End of quote. In obedience to God's command, when you submit your heart to God, He exchanges your old heart with a new heart by putting His Holy Spirit inside you. You see, beloved, first is first. The first priority must be seeking God and His kingdom plans. Everything else comes only after the first one. My children recently asked me this question: how do you know God and His plans are their number one priority? I asked these questions, and I asked how much time you spend reading and understanding the Bible to get to know God and His plans. How much time do you spend in prayer and seeking God, His plans and purpose for your life? Someone recently asked me this question: how do you seek and find God? Listen, there is only one way to seek and find God and His kingdom plans. It is through the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ. There is no other way out there. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, "There is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." End of quote. You have to come to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Only one way to God, and that is the way of the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus shed His divine and sinless blood to save you and grant you a new heart and God's Holy Spirit. Would you come to Jesus and submit your heart to God now? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I give my heart fully and completely to you, Lord. You said my eyes will find true joy in your ways. I want to experience the true and real joy by walking in your ways. Thank you for your word. Create in me a new heart by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. He died and rose again for all of my sins. I know there is only one way to you, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. Please save me now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.